You know what it is, Truth Nation. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
The best way to start your day. Cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Talk to someone about how you feel. Do not internalize it. Do not consume it. You deserve to be heard.
It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
It's not just we canceled it, it's over, it's a done deal. Shouldn't be that way. That program still should proceed no matter how a few may go.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee.
Tell me, where are the watch parties? Where the brothers going to be? I just want to see what she was going to do.
This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app. Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach Denise Thomas and two-time Emmy Award winner Telly Hughes.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is Tuesday, June 25th. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Telly, what in the BB King is going on outside?
Man, oh man, it is coming down. There's no, they used to say cats and dogs, but it's more animals that come coming down today than just cats and dogs in Milwaukee.
Well, if you have not already heard or seen, there are severe thunderstorms taking place right now. There's a severe thunderstorm watch issued for parts of southeastern Wisconsin, and this watch is in effect until 8 a.m. Please, 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 please be careful. Take note of this severe weather. Again, there are severe thunderstorms moving throughout southeastern Wisconsin with additional storms possible in the evening. The National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm watch for a whole lot of counties, including ours. And the watch is until 8 a.m. So Dodge County, Fond du Lac, Ozaukee, Sheboygan, and Washington, Milwaukee, northwestern Milwaukee, southwestern Ozaukee, all of the counties surrounding Milwaukee and in Milwaukee currently have a severe thunderstorm warning as of now until 8 a.m. So again, please, 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 please take precaution and put safety first.
Yes, yes, definitely. Make decisions. If you have to leave earlier than you normally do, do that, because this isn't just a warning. I mean, this is going on and it's going to continue to go on at least for the next hour. So again, like DT just said, severe thunderstorm watch for all the surrounding counties, pretty much in the southeast Wisconsin area. And just please be careful.
Please, please, please. And you know, it's, I was talking with a friend the other day, literally Sunday, about, you know, this abnormal weather that we're experiencing. And again, Telly, you and I occasionally, and I think I'm really about to start putting more of these related conversations at the forefront, but global warming, climate change, it's just, the weather is abnormal everywhere across the globe. And you've got extensive rain, thunderstorms, in some countries, you know, hurricanes, tsunamis. And again, this is not to, you know, pump Kool-Aid in your heart or perpetuate fear. But the reality is that we've got to wake up, not just in terms of social justice and things that are happening in our community as far as disparities. The weather, and Telly, I've said this before, I don't know anyone who's defeated Mother Nature. She is undefeated.
Yeah, and on top of that, the other thing that is should be pretty disturbing for you is the fact that you have two presidential candidates that have yet to even mention global warming, have yet to mention what they're going to try and do to combat this, and that's the other sad part about that. And you know, it used to be when presidential candidates would run on things and policies and things that they want to do. But like you said, all of this is going on. You have in record heat, and then you turn around, you have severe flooding across several states in the Midwest in this country. And again, we're just going around like, oh, this is, you know, it's not normally how it goes, but you got to pay attention, and we got to come up with some ways to combat this. And I would like for that to be maybe something that is debated on Thursday night.
I really truly hope so, because you want to mandate certain things in this country in terms of telling people that you can't teach Black history in classrooms, and you want to make sure that the Ten Commandments are posted in every classroom and this and that. And not one of these governors, or to your point, presidential candidates, are talking about an entity that, again, remains undefeated. And there should be, if you really, I don't believe in mandating adults for certain things, but if you really wanted to mandate, start looking at how people are recycling, how people are treating Mother Earth. You know, our ecosystem is at risk. I mean, there's just, tell you again, these storms, these severe thunderstorm watches that are taking place in months that typically don't have these types of thunderstorms. And again, all these different natural disasters that are occurring. Again, she's undefeated. You cannot beat Mother Nature. No. Don't even try it. I'm not trying it, because again,
she's undefeated. Andre 3000 said it best. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather.
Show can't. So, y'all, again, severe thunderstorm watch is taking place right now until 8 a.m. this morning. Please, please, please be safe. Take your time. And if you need to stay in the house, stay in the house. All right. Now, Telly, I got to ask you a question, because this happened to me last night. And I thought, doggone it, this happens every time at nighttime. It can't happen during the day. I literally was winding down, getting ready for bed, and the smoke detector in my hallway upstairs. You already know what I'm about to say.
Oh, man. The most irritating noise ever.
Oh. I was like, wait a minute. So you're telling me smoke detector? I'm literally having a conversation with the smoke detector. That's how frustrated I was. Because, again, I'm trying to wind down. I'm trying to go to bed. Remember, I'm part of the 9 p.m. club. And, you know, it's a process. So my bed was looking good too, y'all. Ooh, my bed was fine last night. And I even tried to turn it down, you know, like the fancy hotels do. I turned my bed down. I got ready for bed. I'm literally, Telly, about to get into the bed. And I'll be excited, y'all. When it's time for me to get in the bed, I'm like, ooh, 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 ooh. I love my bed. My bed has never failed me. My bed
is everything. If it makes
everything.
You sing, it has to be everything.
I remember a time in my life, Telly. Remember when we were little kids? We'd be like, I don't want to go to bed. The bed was like punishment. Shoot. Now, I'm like, hello, is it me you're looking for? And like, so I'm about to get into bed. You have no clue the extent of the love I have for my bed. And there goes that doggone sound from the smoke detector. Yeah. Now, technically, you're not supposed to tamper with your smoke detector for obvious reasons. But Telly, the smoke detector.
When you say tamper, what does that mean?
What I did. So I said, okay, let me see if I can reset it. So I go downstairs, I get one of my mini ladders, haul it all the way upstairs, directly place it underneath the battery, or excuse me, the smoke detector. That's now the most piercing, annoying noise that you can imagine, Telly. And I'm like, man. So I said, okay, let me see if there's a reset button. I hit the reset button, Telly. It starts going even more bananas. I was like, oh my gosh, no, stop. Shh. So then finally, I just reached up. I pulled that bad boy down. I unplugged whatever those cords are. Electricians out there, help me out. And I, quote unquote, disabled it. I mean, it's almost 9:30 at night, and I'm just trying to get in the bed. So I was just curious because it seems like all smoke detectors want to go bad or south, or remind you that you need to change your battery at nighttime, right before you're going to bed.
And I haven't, I can't think of a time that has happened to me, but I also can't think of a time where it went off in the daytime either. So I'm sure it has happened, and it always happens at night. Yes, you now that part I can totally relate to, because it, you're right, it never does go off in the day.
I'm like, why now? You know how when I'm tired, I'm just like, no, why now? Why now? It was, yeah, it was a long process last night. But I took it out.
Yeah.
So I'm going to submit a request to have it put back together today. But I was just curious. Yes. I was like, am I the only one that deals with?
And make sure somebody comes out and does it, DT, because you, yes, you disconnected it. You may not know how to reconnect it back the right way.
And so, I don't, and I don't plan on it.
Yeah. So yes, call someone. The fire department, they will come to your house and replace your smoke detectors. I think a lot of people don't know that, and they would do it for free. All you got to do is call them.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me I can have one of those firemen come to my place and fix my smoke detector? You should live with that. Hey, y'all, I'll be right back. Hold on. Telly's going to take over the rest of the show. I need to call the fire department. I'm a damsel in distress.
It's going to take 2 hours. You like the rest of the show? We just started.
Shut up, Telly. Mind your business. I'm grown over here. All right. We've got a lot of hot topics to cover today. And I have to first start with this. If you have not already heard, and this is great news, over the weekend, Sha'Carri Richardson wins the 100-meter final to qualify for the 2024 Summer Olympics, which are taking place this summer in Paris. The 24-year-old sprinter advanced to the semifinals on Friday after finishing in first place. Two others, Richardson's training partner Melissa Jefferson and Twanisha Terry, also qualified for the Paris Olympics after finishing in second and third place. I'm so excited to see these three sisters heading to Paris after qualifying. Yes. And the 100-meter final took place on Saturday at the Olympic Trials at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. When we come back from break, we want to get Telly's reaction because, again, this is a big deal. All three of our incredible sisters, Sha'Carri Richardson, Melissa Jefferson, and Twanisha Terry, have qualified for the Paris Olympics after finishing first, second, and third in the 100-meter final on Saturday. Let's go, y'all. We come back, we're going to get into that. Also, there's another person who just was in Milwaukee that's also qualifying for the Paris Olympics. We're going to give you an update on who that is and what they will be doing as part of the upcoming Summer Olympics in Paris. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Yep, yep. Oh, yeah, baby.
Feeling like the way you do.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Good morning, Truth Nation. It is Tuesday, June 25th. Before break, we were providing an update regarding the upcoming Olympic Games in Paris and in the 100-meter finals that took place this past Saturday at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. to identify or determine who would be heading to represent the United States Olympic team in the category of 100 meter race. Boom, boom, boom. Shakari Richardson. Shakari Richardson won the women's 100 meter dash final on day two of the 2024 U.S. Olympic team track and field trials. Yes. And so also, Melissa Jefferson, Richardson's training partner, and Twanisha Terry also qualified for the Paris Olympics after they finished in second and third place. I am so excited to see these three beautiful black women qualifying and representing the United States during the upcoming Paris Olympics. What do you think, Telly? Yeah,
shout out to Shakari Richardson. I mean, we know 4 years ago the whole thing she went through and how unfair it was for her to not be able to compete, knowing that she was one of the best sprinters in the world and she was unable to compete. But I'm glad and that she is back on top where she belongs, number one. Number two, it ain't even about revenge. You haven't heard her say anything about I'm coming for revenge. It's like, look, y'all know what y'all did the last time. So I'm showing up this time and I'm going to do what I was supposed to have had the opportunity to do 4 years ago.
I love stories like this, Telly, for so many reasons. And to your point, and if you weren't aware, in 2021, Shakari Richardson, who had been expected to be one of the biggest draws at the Tokyo Olympics game after winning the 100 meters during the U.S. trials back then, was not able to compete after accepting a one-month ban for her positive test of THC, which is a chemical that's found in marijuana. So to Telly's point, she wasn't able to qualify for the Olympic Games in Tokyo back in 2021. But after coming off of a historic year in 2023, where she won the women's 100 meters with a championship record time of 10.65. And this took place during the World Athletics Championship in Budapest, Hungary. So now she is qualified. She'll be representing the United States during the upcoming 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris. And again, I love stories like this because the system, certain individuals, they think that they're going to destroy you. They think they're going to destroy you. They're going to do anything they can because they are just committed to your failures. But there is a higher power, and this is a complete testimony to where do not quit, do not give up, operate in your powers daily. And I love what you said, Telly, because Shakara, yeah, she could literally be like, see, what y'all got to say now? But she has not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, numbers don't lie.
Yeah, and the point that when that all went down, when she accepted that one-month ban, just the way that it was presented was so terrible, meaning that they meaning the media that was covering this, made it seem as though she was aware that you couldn't smoke weed, you know, and compete. But she just decided to go and just have a good time and this, that, and the other. But when the real story came out, she was dealing with the passing of her mother, and she had some moments where she was depressed and she smoked. Now, they made her seem like she was the worst person in the world, but you have so many other athletes that are addicted to so many other painkillers and this, that, and the other that is far worse than some THC appearing in your blood system. But the way that it was perpetuated was she was just this wild girl and she was just doing her own thing and you know, she happened to get caught. And it was nothing like that. So for her to have to deal with that, and she still accepted responsibility. At the end of the day, she said, I still, like, okay, I know I was wrong, but this was the reason why I was wrong. And, but to ban her a month, you know, the most important month when the Olympics are about to start, that was so unfair. And this is our governing body. This wasn't even the Olympic governing body. This was the United States.
Oh, yeah.
Doing this.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So for her to come back and to do it the way that she's doing it, I could not be happier for her. And I am so excited for the Olympic Games. I mean, it's just when the Olympics come around, I know I'm biased, but track and field and basketball, those are the two events that, oh, my gosh, I got to watch all of it.
You are just like
women
Papa T.
and men's basketball.
Yeah, no, Papa
Not
T.
Not just the men.
He is a legend spectator. He loves track and field, both men and women's, and he loves both men and women's basketball as well. So you and Papa T are going to be watching at the same time. And, you know, again, we've talked about this before, and I'm serious. I keep telling myself and others, because when I first heard this, I thought, you know what? You cannot do not mess with anointed people. People who have extraordinary gifts, people who have been chosen, who have been blessed with a particular gift because that gift is to serve a mass population, break records, do things astounding, do things outstanding. Just quit messing with anointed people. You're not going to win because Shakar Richardson is another testimony to when you mess with anointed people. Woo-hoo! All right. Now, speaking of the Olympics. Man, I want to be Snoop Dogg when I grow up. You hear me, Telly? Speaking of the Olympics, Snoop Dogg is heading to Paris as well. He will be the special correspondent for NBC's primetime games coverage alongside Olympics host Mike Tirico. Now, if you're not familiar with Snoop Dogg, you have to be living under a rock. Snoop Dogg is one of the most famous rappers, actors, entrepreneurs. Snoop does it all. Snoop
was just here in Milwaukee too.
Right, he was just here in Milwaukee performing at Pottawatomie, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley presented to Snoop a proclamation of Snoop Dogg Day, as well as I believe a key to the city. So shout out to Snoop Dogg, who obviously loves some Milwaukee. He went to the Brewers game, threw the first pitch, performed. Yeah, Snoop, he definitely loves some Milwaukee. Now, with the U.S. trials well underway, now that we've got Shakari Richardson and others, can you imagine what Snoop Dogg's commentary is going to be like? And he also, during the track and field trials, he decided that he was going to run as well. So, according to CNN, he ran the 100 meter in 34.44 seconds. He went ahead and ran against. So I'm not even kidding. During a trial run, Snoop Dogg laced up for the 200 meter exhibition race against Trinidadian former Olympic medalist Ato Bolden and two-time NCAA outdoor 200 meter champion Wallace Spearman. And Snoop, surprisingly, came in at third place, but he had, Telly, 34-second record time.
And on top of that, DT, he was in sweatpants.
Man.
He didn't even have on those shorts. But kudos to him for having the wind to finish 200, because that's a sprint. And he was able to do it.
I wonder if they gave Snoop Dogg, I wonder if they gave him a test.
Some oxygen?
To see if he...
No, they gave him some oxygen before the race. They're like, hey, man, you're supposed to get the oxygen after you race and you're tired. He's like, no, I need that now, Paleo.
Right. I'm like, Snoop, you never cease to amaze me. When we come back from break, we're going to get into a update. I say that out of endearment, but I'm not going to say auntie. Congresswoman Representative Maxine Waters, we've got an update regarding a sentence that has been placed in a case involving Representative Maxine Waters out of California. We come back, we're going to give you that update. Also, there is a particular GOP candidate that is telling us as Black Americans to leave the United States. And this was part of their Juneteenth message. We're going to learn more about who this GOP candidate is that is telling Black Americans, if you don't like what's going on in this country, then you can just leave. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, violence is a problem that affects us all, but together we can make a difference. The award-winning 101.7 The Truth wants to ignite positive change and bring awareness to the senseless violence occurring in our community. This is why we are hosting our second annual Truth Walk Against Violence, led by our brother Tory Lowe, on Saturday, July 20th, from Victory Over Violence Park, down MLK Drive, right to our studio at the 3rd Street Market Hall. Over the next month, Tory Lowe will be speaking with community leaders about how we can better provide sources and work as a community to rise up against violence. If you want to join the fight to stop violence, go to 1017thetruth.com right now to sign up for our Walk Against Violence on Saturday, July 20th. And yes, violence is a pandemic that is occurring, particularly in our neighborhoods. And speaking of violence, our sister, our beloved Maxine Waters. And Telly, I have so many great stories about Maxine Waters. I mean, I just can't even. She's like one of my sheroes. If you've not heard already, a 61-year-old Texas man who threatened to kill Representative Maxine Waters has been sentenced to 33 months in prison. Brian Michael Gerherty of Houston, Texas, was sentenced Monday and fined $10,000 by a federal judge. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California, U.S. District Judge R. Gary Klausner applied a hate crime enhancement to Gerherty's sentence after finding that he targeted Maxine Waters, who is Black, because of her race. Now, at the sentencing hearing, the California Democrat told the judge that her family members live in fear because of the threats that Gerherty had made against her. And Maxine Waters, and I quote, "This growing effort to target people of color and women of color has given me nightmares. I am in fear of my life." And that again came from Maxine Waters. We've got some audio to play for you. Again, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about a 61-year-old Texas man who threatened to kill our very own Representative Maxine Waters, has been sentenced to 33 months in prison. Here we go.
Wow. Well, you know, it was sinister. Here was a man who continued to call four times, and he made racial comments. He basically said not only was he going to put a bullet between my eyes, he was going to cut my throat. And I want to tell you, it did get to me. I'm not someone who walks around, you know, just fearful all the time. But this was more sinister again. It was deadly. And so I am haunted by those kinds of comments coming from him.
That was Maxine Waters, congresswoman out of the state of California, Democrat, who recently, that was her speaking as a result of the sentencing. A 61-year-old Texas man who threatened to kill Representative Maxine Waters has been sentenced to 33 months in prison. Now, Telly, where this gets interesting is that violent threats against public officials have escalated in the past few years. I know there was coverage, news coverage, regarding a number of judges out of the city of Madison in our state Supreme Court that received a number of violent threats. What's interesting is that studies have shown that women of color who run for office face a disproportionate rate of violent threats, and that such hostility has turned many away from seeking office. I want to repeat that. A lot of black women, or women of color in general, who are completely qualified and have a trajectory of public service, are not running for office because of this increase and escalation of violence threats against public officials. And that has to be very scary. Has to be very scary. I mean, Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Maxine Waters is saying to us that the threats are explicit as, I'm going to cut your throat? What?
There was a disconnect because I was just trying to put the whole story together, because when you first said a Texas man, and Maxine Waters is out of California.
Correct.
Oh, okay. That's number one for me. Number two, the governor of Texas is Abbott. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Governor Abbott?
Yes.
What do you think someone would have been sentenced if someone made a threat against Governor Abbott in the state of Texas?
Life. Yeah, Governor Greg Abbott.
Let's just say not 33 months.
No. And who, by the way, you know, Governor Greg Abbott, who's a Republican out of Texas, people really like him. And as a matter of fact, Time Magazine named him one of the most 100 most influential people for 2024.
Wow.
And he is regarded and respected as a strong conservative leader who fights preserve Texas values.
Yeah, and I know he's done a lot with the border control, and he has a lot to do with that. But I was just making a comparison because it is so ridiculous that someone can make a threat on these public officials, and that's the consequence. And who's to say he's going to even have to serve those 33 months?
Oh,
and so
because his lawyer is already playing the, you know, he's not in the right mind. So
yep,
the gentleman who's just been sentenced for threatening to kill Representative Maxine Water, his attorney, Joseph Venus, told NBC News that his client has apologized to Congresswoman Waters and added that if it was not for his client's, quote, mental health condition, this would have never happened. And so I'm like, here we go. How convenient. Now it's about the person's mental health condition. Now, keep in mind, Garrity first threatened to kill Congresswoman Maxine Waters in August of 2022. And he warned her to, quote, move because he had a contract on her life. Now, at that point, authorities told Garrity to stop. He again threatened Waters in November of that year for having contacted law enforcement. And he was indicted in April 2023 on 4 counts of making threats. So, Telly, to your point, he has a track record of targeting specifically Congresswoman Maxine Waters. He got the slap on the wrist. Of making threats, intercepting agents threatening a U.S. official. And now, as of last week, he was sentenced to 33 months in prison, which, to your point, is barely 3 years. Barely.
Yeah. And we talk about
what message does that send?
If he was in his right mind, he has apologized and he is, and that would have never happened. No, let me tell you, would have never happened. He never would have apologized and he never would have stopped threatening her if it didn't come to light. That would have never happened. He's talking about, oh, he's in his, he wasn't
absolutely
in the right
well
mind. Okay. You know, yeah.
Well, when he goes to prison, I'm sure there's going to be some folks that know about this story that will have a very
the
courageous conversation with him. When we come back, exactly, the welcoming committee. Come on in. When we come back, and you know, how do you feel when certain hate groups, whether it's white supremacists, racist, how do you feel when people tell you, based on you being a Black American, to just leave the U.S. and go back to where you came from? Well, when we come back, there is a GOP candidate telling Black Americans as part of their Juneteenth message to leave the United States. When we come back, we're going to learn more about who this GOP candidate is and why on Juneteenth last week did they feel compelled to tell Black Americans to leave the United States. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I pull up, like, how you pull up, baby? How you pull up? How you pull up?
Have you ever been told by a non-Black person to leave the U.S.? If you don't like it here, then you could just leave. Have you ever been told that, Telly?
I've heard it before, not personally. Because you know what the problem is with that, DT? It's so funny when people say stuff like that. If you don't like it here, leave. You know what? If we all left, you'd be begging us to come back because this country would fall to shame without us here.
Can you say that one more again for the folks in the back? Seriously.
It'll be a week. We're like, no, man, we were just playing. We were just frustrated. Well, y'all can come on back.
And I mean, literally, this country would be nothing without Black people. Now, a Republican candidate for Missouri Secretary of State told Black Americans, if you do not like the country, then you can leave. And this video she posted, including this statement, was on the eve of Juneteenth. Now, Valentina Gomez, again, a Republican candidate for Missouri Secretary of State, your state. No, you're Illinois. I'm sorry.
No, I'm Illinois. Yeah, don't put me in Missouri. Yes, don't put me in Missouri. They different over there, too, now.
Who previously caused outrage for urging voters not to be, and I quote, weak and gay. Accused the federal holiday of Juneteenth, commemorating the end of slavery in the United States, of being the most, and I quote, wretched holiday, and that Black people should no longer be seeking reparations. Now, the video from Valentino Gomez, who is a staunch Donald Trump supporter, arrived days after the former president's 2024 campaign team announced a Black Americans for Trump initiative to try to persuade, obviously, Black people to support the Republican in November's race against President Joe Biden. So this coalition includes Representative Byron Donalds of Florida and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who has been rumored to be the top candidate for former President Trump's VP candidate, which will be announced here in Milwaukee on July 15th during the RNC. So we're going to play y'all some audio from Valentina Gomez. And she posted this video on X saying about Juneteenth, if you don't like America, GTFO. Check this out.
Reparations from slavery and black victimization is about to be shoved down our throats for the most wretched holiday in America. BLM raised millions, but what did they do for black lives? It is outrageous to see people asking for reparations, even though they never went through slavery. These ungrateful people should be celebrated because they were born in the greatest nation to ever exist. Here's a tip. If you don't like America...
And she goes on to say, here's a tip. If you don't like America, kindly get the... out.
Someone who sounds like... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it is amazing to me that someone who clearly knows everything about the black Americans' plight, you know, from slavery to today, seems like she has all that information, and she came up to the conclusion that, oh, there's no reparations that are needed, and like, come on, man. Again, like I said before, we played the audio. If we all left, they'd be begging us to come back.
Okay, so I'm going to just say the obvious. Valentina Gomez, you're a woman of color. They are literally the same party that you're supporting. Looks at people like you and thinks just as equally about us. Thug, terrorist, criminal, drug dealers. Build the wall.
Illegal.
For people that look just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, again, I want to iterate this quote that came again from Valentina Gomez, who is a Republican who's running right now, a Republican candidate for Missouri Secretary of State. I just want to underscore what she says. I don't want to underscore. I just want to repeat it. Reparations from slavery and black victimization is about to be shoved down our throats for the most wretched holiday in America. Black Lives Matter raised millions. And what did they do for black lives? Again, Valentina Gomez.
The most wretched holiday that's only been in existence for 4 years now. Just became a holiday in 2020.
Here's my thing, Telly. She says, people that never experienced slavery have the audacity to seek reparation. And what just baffles me when people who have never been nor ever will be black find themselves to be qualified enough and educated enough to speak about something that you won't even acknowledge. The country has yet to acknowledge the enslavement of black people in the form of an apology. Yeah. Like, that is literally the worst thing you can do to another human being.
And here's another thing too, DT. We talk a lot about, and we joke a lot about our community, what we do, and only black people do this and black people do that. One thing black people don't do is try to get and analyze and inform people about other people's struggle. You don't ever hear somebody black talks about, well, you know, Jewish people, you know, this, that, and the other, or Asian people got it this bad, this, that, and the other. We are so focused on our plight that we don't have time to dissect and think we know everything about somebody else's journey. So that's the one thing.
Absolutely.
I can say, as black people, we don't do that. We don't get into other people's journeys and struggles because we have our own. But it is so amazing to me that so many other people can tell black people how it is to be black.
And again, I just, y'all, these words that people choose to use, you know, hold these type of racist people accountable, because she went on to say, and I'm quoting, Valentina Gomez, Republican candidate for Secretary of State out of the state of Missouri. She goes on to say, and I quote, it is outrageous to see people ask you for reparations, even though they never went through slavery. These ungrateful people should be celebrating because they were born in the greatest nation to ever exist.
Yeah. We also, benefited from slavery and learned all type of things that would help us too. So that kind of falls along the lines. But hey, reparations might be, still one of those things that we're not sure if it'll ever happen. But we know this can happen, and you need to call now. That's right. One call, that's all. Now is your chance to be entered to win our One Call, That's All 5K giveaway. Yes, you heard. That's right. A chance to win $5,000, because if you wait on reparations, you might win this $5,000 before you get that. 833-212-1017. Be caller number 3 right now, and you will be entered to win $5,000. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call Gruber Law Offices now. One call, that's all. Be caller number 3 for your chance to be entered in to win this money from the One Call, That's All 5K giveaway. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Call now at 833-212-1017. And trust me, you might get a better chance of winning that $5,000 before these reparations come.
Well, to Telly's point, we come back. We're going to continue talking about reparations. Again, Republican candidate for Secretary of State out of the state of Missouri, Valentina Gomez, has told ungrateful black folks, you can just leave. You ungrateful black people, reparations from slavery and black victimization is about to be shoved down our throats. How do you feel, or have you ever been told, well, if you don't like it here, then just leave? I've even heard some people say, well, if you don't like it here, you can just go back to Africa. How do you feel about this comment? How have you felt when you've ever been hurt? Yeah, whenever you've been told or heard that. 833-212-1017. Because there are a number of, obviously, elected officials or to be elected officials that are saying that Juneteenth is ratchet and we're never getting our reparations, you ungrateful people. Coming from Valentina Gomez, you're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We come back, we're going to hear from one of our callers. Also, we got a lot coming in on the Truth Talking text line as well as our YouTube message board. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.